I love Greek mythology, and by the time I learn to love anything more than myself, it is long dead. A girl and her lover and their family disappear into a new neighborhood. The drug dealer, the man, he never misses a play, a pageant, a PTA meeting, a school dance, a soccer game, a slam, and they ain't rich. They ain't in the ghetto no more either. By the time I realized what we are, it was too late. We are an urban novel you skim over at Walmart, a 4-minute smirk on Fox 8's face. If Spike Lee and Quentin Tarantino made a film under Eazy-E's direction to question junkie America, I am a bakery with nothing sweet left in it. My lover is killed. My lover is shot point-blank range through the back of the left ear one night. But you probably knew this was going to happen. Saying this out loud, though, makes this more real, this less magic, makes this poem more things you didn't know about Ruby and less things about a cliche you can click your fucking teeth at. Some nights I put on my lover's chalk outline and I teach it how to walk. How to dance. My face is a haunted house. My mother's screams are from habit, not fear. Most days, I am an alley that no one will enter alone. He is found with no jewelry, no shoes, just his pocket watch. His daughter's baby tooth is snuggled inside. After his autopsy, it is returned to me, chipped. I disappear into my old neighborhood, not the suburbs. I got an itch the suburbs just ain't got the nails for. I find Danielle. She asks me, did I inherit any of my lover's magic? And I shake my head. She abracadabra something into her arms and says, you know the drug dealer is supposed to die, right? I know the stories. How magic will turn men into mist. That the hood will turn a man into a monster. That our family is not made to make it. But I also know that Zeus made an exit wound big enough for his daughter to walk out of fully armored. And Athena, like most goddesses, never learned to love anything more than herself.